The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Pei Aleph of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of the four domains of Shabbos. And we must first introduce the melacha of hotzah, which means transferring items from one domain to another on Shabbos. The melacha of hotzah is a topic that is discussed in Shas more than any other topic. In the Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam, it is dealt with extensively, as it is in all works of halacha. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there are six simanim that are devoted, or at least related, to this topic. It is interesting that of the 39 melachas that are listed in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Hotzah is the last one that is enumerated. However, when it is discussed in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, Hotzah always comes first. There are a lot of halachas to discuss in the melacha of Hotzah. There are a lot of details, but the most fundamental element that one has to understand in Hotzah, beyond the definition, is the concept of the four rishuyos, the four domains on Shabbos. And this is what we will be discussing in our siman. The very first thing that we have to know is that min haTorah, there are only two types of domains on Shabbos. There is a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim. Now, not everything is either a Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, but those are the only two domains that exist. Anything else would only be a Rishus MiDeRabbanan. So let's start with the first halacha. Arba Rishuos LeShabbos. There are four domains on Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, which we will loosely translate as a private domain, although it's not necessarily going to really be private. A Rishus HaRabim, which can be translated as a public domain. A Karmelis, which we can't really translate at all because there's no real definition for it, but it's a rabbinic domain, which will be described, umakom p'tor, and an area which is exempt. Unuvar tzas mehem b'ktzara, and we will discuss them in short in the upcoming four se'ifim. So this is our introduction. We have four domains, at least in the rabbinic level, and this will allow us to understand when the melacha of hotzah applies and when it is forbidden or permissible to transfer an item from one place to another. Halacha beis, ezehu rishus hayachid. We are now ready to discuss the first of the four domains, known as a rishus hayachid, which is loosely translated as a private domain. I say loosely translated because, in fact, a Rishus HaYachid could be owned by the public, just as, technically, a Rishus HaRabim could be owned by a private individual. So what makes a Rishus HaYachid to be considered private? What we will see is it's referring to an enclosed area. So he says, Makom Shuhu L'Koa Pachos Arbar Tvachim Al Arbar Tvachim. We're discussing a location which is at the very minimum 4x4 tvachim, shezehu makom chashuv sheroy lishtamish boy, because this is considered a location of significance that one is able to make use of it. Meaning, if something is less than 4 square tvachim, it's too small to really make use of it, and therefore it would not cannot be classified as a Rishus HaYachid. How much is 4 tvachim? It's approximately a foot, or a drop more than a foot. So we're talking about an area of at least a square foot, or maybe 1.3 square feet. Umukaf b'mechitzos gvos, and it is surrounded by high walls. L'kol hapachos asara tvachim. Those walls which have a height of, at the very least, of 10 tvachim. Now, 10 tvachim is not really that high. We're talking about 40 inches at the most. But that is high enough to make the wall to be considered significant. If it's less than that, it will be insignificant. You know, a small little partition which someone can jump over, that's not going to be considered an enclosure. And in general, throughout halacha, 10 tvachim is considered the height of a wall or of a partition to make it significant. Afilo einon shleimus legamri, even if the wall is not totally complete, meaning even if there are some breaks in the wall, it can sometimes still qualify as a partition. V'charitz amok asara tvachim, a ditch which has a depth of 10 tvachim, v'rochav arba tvachim, and also has a width of 4 tvachim, gam kein dino kimechitza, that also has the status of being a mechitza, even though it's not really enclosing anything. Ayin chacham tzvi simen hei. V'chein bar shehu amok asara, if you have a pit in the ground which has the depth of 10 tvachim, v'roch of dala al dalid, and has a width of 4 by 4 tvachim, that would also qualify as a rishus hayachid. V'chein tel, similarly, if you have a mound shehu gvora asara, which has a height of 10, v'roch of dala al dalid, and has a width of 4 by 4 tvachim, so then what we would say is the top of that mound would qualify as a Meshus HaYachid, even though there are no walls surrounding it. V'afilo kli kigon teva. The same thing would be true of a movable article, such as a box. In Gvora Asara, if it has a height of 10, you know, picture one of these boxes that a refrigerator comes in, which certainly has a height of much more than 10, right? If it has a width of 4x4, which it probably does, so then inside that box would be considered a Rishus HaYachid. O Chavis Shehi Agula, if you have a round barrel, V'yesh Ba L'Rabeya Dalet Adalet, and you could make within there a square of 4x4, that too would have the halacha of a Rishus HaYachid. Kol Elo, all of the previous that were mentioned, afilo hein b'rishus harabim o b'karmelis, doesn't matter where they are, even if they're in the public domain or if they're the karmelis, hare hein nechlakos la'atzman, they are considered divided for themselves, v'hein rishus hayachid, and they qualify as being a rishus hayachid. V'avir rishus hayachid hu rishus hayachid ad l'rakia. The airspace of a Rishus HaYachid also has the status of being a private domain all the way up until the skies. Which means that if you would have, let's say, a house, if someone could travel above a house and be floating in the air, let's say with helium balloons, so they would be considered inside a Rishus HaYachid. V'hamechitzos atzmon shehein makifos Rishus HaYachid al gabeim, and the partitions themselves which are surrounding a Rishus HaYachid, so on top of those partitions gam kein din Rishus HaYachid, they also have the status of Rishus HaYachid, even though those partitions do not have a width of 4 tvachim. V'hachorim sheba machitzos shel klapei Rishus HaYachid, the holes which are in the wall facing Rishus HaYachid, v'afilo hein mifuloshos me'ever la'ever, even if the holes penetrate all the way from one side to the other, meaning like this, if I have a, let's say, a wall around my yard, and there are holes in the wall, so what would be the status inside the hole itself? He said, if the hole, even if the hole goes all the way through to the Rishus HaRabim, Kevon Shiyacholun Lishtamish Behed Rishus HaYachid, since the people who are in the Rishus HaYachid are able to make use of it, Harei Hein Betelun Etzlo, so they would be considered subordinate to the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore, V'nechshavim Kirshus HaYachid, and therefore they also have the status of being Rishus HaYachid. V'im heim rak klapei chutz, however, if you have holes which don't go all the way through, and they can only be accessed from the Rishus HaRabim side of it, yisbar b'sif shalachazer, it will be described in the next section, what is their status. Okay, so now let's discuss some of the practical aspects of the definition of Rishus HaYachid. First of all, if we would have a wall that goes around an entire city, that entire city would have the status of a Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't matter that it's technically a publicly owned area, and there are streets, and there are stores, and there's parks, and lots of outdoor things. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that since there's a wall that goes around the entire city, then the whole city would be a Rishus HaYachid, as well as the airspace above the entire city would be a Rishus HaYachid. So if someone would be skydiving above the city, so then it would be considered as if they are in a Rishus HaYachid. And if someone would even be on top of the walls, walking on the walls which go around the city, so there too it would be considered as if they are in a Rishus HaYachid. Now, how about the windowsills of your house? Your house itself is obviously a Rishus HaYachid. Let's say your house is in an area which is a Rishus HaRabim, and the question is, you have windows or windowsills that open to the Rishus HaRabim. So the rule is that even though the ledges protrude slightly over the Rishus HaRabim, since they could be accessed from the inside of the house, so they have the din of Rishus HaYachid. Now what we're going to find later is that it's forbidden to transfer things from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. But within a Rishus HaYachid, there's certainly no problem. So that would mean that if someone would want to put some things on the windowsill, even though they are overlooking the Rishus HaRabim, it would be permissible. However, if it's something which could fall, and if it falls, it won't break, so we're concerned that if a person would put it there, then they, if it would fall, they would go to the Rishus HaRabim to retrieve it and transfer inadvertently. So as a result of that, Chazal say you cannot put things there which, if they fall, you'd want to retrieve them because they wouldn't be broken. However, something which could break, which would break, so then there's no concern if you're leaving it there, because if it falls, you're not going to have any interest in retrieving it. Now, if a similar case is, if someone has a balcony which extends over a Rishus HaRabim, so that balcony would be a Rishus HaYachid. Now, of course, any balcony a person would have would definitely have a wall going around it. This is a halachic requirement. But theoretically, if it was just built and it doesn't have a wall over it, still, since it is accessible from the Rishus HaYachid, it would have the status of being a Rishus HaYachid. Now, we speak about walls or partitions going around the Rishus HaYachid. What qualifies as a partition? It doesn't have to be designed particularly in order to serve as a mechitza. In fact, it could have been put there by accident. But one requirement is, it must be strong enough to be able to withstand a typical wind, so that, depending on what the wind conditions are over there, if it's something that you expect to be blown away, that's not a partition. Now, what happens if the mechitza is more than 10 tvachim high. However, it doesn't fully reach the ground. It starts from a little bit above the ground. So the rule is that as long as it is within 3 tvachim from the ground, about 11 and a half inches, let's say, so then we say it's as if it goes all the way down, and it's kosher. But if it's more than 3 tvachim above the ground, then we say that that does not qualify as a mechitza. Sometimes bushes can serve as a mechitza if they have the right dimensions, or natural barriers. A mountain could be a mechitza, a cliff could be a mechitza, a cave could be a mechitza. Now we mentioned that a mechitza goes all the way up. That's once you have a Rishus HaYachid, we say that anything that's on top of that area would qualify as being in a Rishus HaYachid. So a practical example of this would be if someone lives, let's say, in the second story of a building, and they have a clothesline that is high above the ground, but it is extending over the yard. The yard is enclosed, so then they would be allowed to bring things in from the clothesline. If the yard would not be enclosed, and therefore would not be a Rosh HaYachid, then they would not be allowed to bring into the house things that are on the clothesline. Now, if the partition has breaks in it, for example, let's say it's a wooden fence and it has slabs of wood going either vertically or horizontally or even diagonally, and in between each slab of wood there's an airspace. The rule is, as long as the airspace is less than 3 tvachim, the principle of Lavud would say that it's considered as if it is solid. It's interesting. That means that you could have a fence where the substance of the fence is actually going to be a small minority of the space, because it's made out of wires or chain links, but nevertheless it can qualify as a solid mechitza, because everything is within 3 tvachim. There's never an airspace in more than 3 tvachim there. A house which has windows and doors, that's certainly going to be considered still a Rosh HaYachid, even though the walls aren't fully solid, at least when the door is open. In fact, the same is true of a fence. If a fence going around a Rosh HaYachid has breaks in it, the general rule is that as long as the breaks are less than 10 amos wide, then it would still qualify as a good partition. So that means that if there's a gap in the fence of up to 17 or maybe 18 feet, it's still considered a good partition. This is true as long as overall the enclosure has to be more solid than missing. In other words, it can't be more gaps or more significant gaps than the actual solid part of the fence. So this is our definition of the Rishus HaYachid. Halacha Gimel. Ezehu Rishus HaRabim. What is the definition of a public domain? He says, Rechovos Ushvakim, streets and marketplaces, Shehein Shesh Esre Amma al Shesh Esre Amma, which have the dimensions of 16 square Ammas, which, let's say, is approximately 25 feet. Shechein ha-yerochav ha-derech b'machne levia sheba midbar. Because this was the width of the road in the camp of the Leviim that was in the wilderness. And the basis of our malachas can all be found in relationship to the Mishkan. V'chein drachim sha'ovrin behem me'ir le'ir. Similarly, if you have intercity roads, urechavim tesayin amma, which have a width of 16 ammas, harei hein rishus harabim, so these roads would qualify as being a public domain. V'kol davar shehu b'rishus harabim, anything that's in a Rishus Harabim, im eino gvoa gimel tvachim in our karka, if it doesn't have a height of 3 tvachim off the ground, afilohim kotzim otsoa, even if they are thorn bushes or animal waste, she'ein rabim dorsin aleim, that the public would not tread on them, mikomakom batohu legarbe hakarka, nevertheless they would be considered subordinate to the ground because they are small, varehu kirishus harabim, and they would qualify as being part of the rishus harabim. V'chein guma b'rishus harabim, the same is true of a crevice that's in the public domain, im eina amuka gimel tvachim, if it's a pit that is less than 3 tvachim in depth, harehu kirishus harabim, that's considered insignificant, it doesn't qualify as its own domain, and in which case it is considered part of the rishus harabim. V'hachorim shebiksolim klapi rishus harabim, if you have a wall that is serving as a barrier between the rishus harabim and the rishus hayochid, v'einam mifuloshim lifnim, so the wall has holes in it, but the holes don't go all the way through. So einam mifuloshim lifnim rishus hayochid, they don't go all the way through to the rishus hayochid. Im nemochim mishlosha tvachim lekarka, if they are so low down that they are within 3 tvachim from the ground, b'teilim legabe rishus harabim, then they are considered subordinate to rishus harabim, v'arei hein kirishus harabim, and then they themselves qualify as a rishus harabim. V'im heim lemala mishlosha tvachim, on the other hand, if they are above 3 tvachim, these holes that are in the walls in between the rishus hayochid and the rishus harabim are higher than 3 tvachim from the ground, then nidodim lefi midosei, and then we judge them based on their dimensions to determine what is their status. Are they a Carmelist? Are they a Makom Tor? Im yesh badala dalid, if they have the dimensions of 4x4, for hulamata me'asara tvachim, and they are lower than 10 tvachim, harehi Carmelist, then they qualify as a Carmelist. Ulamayla me'asara tvachim, if they are above 10 tvachim, havi rishus hayochid, then they qualify as a rishus hayochid. V'im ein bo dalad dalad, if they do not have the dimensions of 4x4 tvachim, harehu makom ptur, then they qualify as a makom ptur, bein shehu lamayla me'asara, bein shehu lamata me'asara, it doesn't matter whether they are above or below 10. Now, the rules of Karmelis and Makom Ptur we will speak about in the upcoming Se'efim. Hamivaos, the alleyways, shenichnasim l'rishus harabim, which open up to a rishus harabim, lefamim heim rishus harabim, lefamim heim Karmelis, sometimes they qualify as a rishus harabim, and sometimes they qualify merely as a Karmelis. V'yesh b'zeh harbech yilukei dinim, there's a lot of details to this. Yesh omim shekol echad, that any area where there's not 600,000 people traversing there every day, Kidigle Midbar, as we found in the travels of the Jewish people in the wilderness, Eino Rishus Harabim Ela Karmelis. So such an area would not qualify as Rishus Harabim, but rather as a Karmelis. Ulachain, and according to this approach, Bezmanazeh ain't lo Rishus Harabim. Today, we don't have an area which qualifies as a Rishus Harabim, because where do we have streets that are used so much that there are 600,000 people who pass there on a daily basis? Now, not everyone agrees to this requirement, so the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us, V'kol yorei shemayim yachmir la'atzmo, anyone who fears heaven, so he should be stringent for himself, meaning that he should assume it to be a rishus harabim, even if there's less than 600,000 people there traversing every day. Halacha Dalid, Ezehu Karmelis. What domains qualify as being a Karmelis? Remember, we said that a Karmelis is a rabbinic domain. He says, Makom she'ein hiluch l'rabim, a place that the public does not go through, v'gam eino mukof b'mechitzas karoi, and is also not enclosed by proper mechitzas, kigon hasados v'nar fields, and the river shehu amok v'kor pachos asarat tfachim. River which has a depth of at least 10 tvachim, v'rochav l'kol ha'pachos dal tvachim, and has a width of at least 4 tvachim, u'mivoos, and alleys, sheyesh lahen shalosh mechitzos, that they have 3 enclosures going around them, v'itz devonis, he says, u'mokam shelefnei ha'chanuyos, it's a place in front of the stores, shehasochrim yoshvim, that the merchants sit, v'itz tabah, which he explains, humakam sheh manichim alav prakmatia. It's an area where the business wares are put there on display. Shelefnei ha'amudim b'rishus harabim, which are in front of the pillars of rishus harabim. V'hi rechava arba ugvora gimot tvachim, that they have a width of 4 and a height of 3 tvachim. O yoser ad yud tvachim, or they have more than 3 tvachim, as high as 10, which means they're not high enough to qualify as a Rishus HaYachid. V'chein makam sheyesh bo dalet al dalet mukaf mechitzas. Similarly, any place that has 4x4 and is surrounded by mechitzas, she'enon gvolos asara, but the mechitzas do not have a height of 10. V'tel, a mound, sheyesh bo arba arba, which has dimensions of 4x4, ugvoa migimo viad yud, and it has a height in between 3 to 10 tvachim. Remember that if it is going to be 10 tvachim, it would qualify as a rishus hayachid. And if it would be less than 3 tvachim, it would simply be batel to the area which is in, which could be rishus harabim. Ubar shehu dalet al dalet, a pit which is 4x4, v'omok begimol v'ad yud, and has a depth of in between 3 to 10, v'od yesh harbeh, and there's many other examples, shehein karmelis, that these qualify as a karmelis. Uloshen karmelis, the word karmelis, hu loshon rach mao, perushis means to say, lo lach v'lo yovesh, it's not moist and is not dry, ela beinani, by this in between. Hachanami, the same is true of this new domain called the Karmelis, lo rishus hayachid, lefisha ein lo mechitzas karoi. It cannot be qualified as a rishus hayachid because it does not have proper enclosures. Vegam lo rishus harabim, lefisha ein rabim holchem sham. And it cannot qualify as a rishus harabim since people do not go there, or at least masses of people don't go there. So in most cases, a city street, unless it's a major thoroughfare, would qualify as a karmelis. Certainly if we're discussing a town or a city which is not a metropolis, and even more so if we follow the opinion that requires 600,000 people to be going there on a daily basis, then it would be rare to find a city street that's not a karmelis. What we are going to find is that a karmelis takes on the stringencies of both a rishus hayachid and of a rishus harabim, so that one would not be allowed to carry there from a rishus harabim, and one would not be allowed to carry there from a rishus hayachid. So these are the character traits of a karmelis. Now we are ready to discuss a makom pitur. We're in Sif Hei. He says, Kol makom b'rishus harabim, she'ein bo dalet al dalet, any place which is within a rishus harabim, but doesn't have the dimensions of being 4x4 tvachim, fehu gavoa mishlosha ulamala, it has a height of at least 3, meaning that if it doesn't have a height of 3, then it is totally insignificant, it will be batal, it will be subordinate to the rishus harabim. O bar, if you have a pit, she'ein bo dalet al dalet, which is very narrow, it doesn't even have 4x4 tvachim there, the amok mishlosha ulamata, but has a depth of at least 3, V'chein makom she'ein bo dalad dalad. Similarly, a place which does not have dimensions of 4x4, umukaf b'mechitzas mishlosha olamala, but is surrounded by mechitzas which are 3 and above. V'ko elo dafka kishehein b'shesarabim. Hein makom tor. And all of these, if they are in a Rishus HaRabim, then they would be considered a makom tor. Aval im hein bekamerlis, if they are within a kamerlis, harei hein gamkein kamerlis, then they would have the status of being a kamerlis. In some cases, a fire hydrant or a parking meter might qualify as a makom tor. Of course, it would depend on their dimensions. But these are the laws of the four Rishuyos. In the upcoming Simonim, we are going to deal with the laws of transferring from one domain to another.